Lone juror reportedly held the line to find Lindsey Clancy guilty. By Matt Mercer on September 4, 2026. Multiple reports in the Lindsey Clancy case mistrial have said a lone male juror held the line in opposing a not guilty verdict. The case of Clancy, who admitted to murdering her three children, captivated attention across social media and exposed disturbing trends of support for the Massachusetts mother. The trial in the case began on July 20. After 36 hours of deliberations that spanned a week, the jury said on three separate occasions they were deadlocked and did not reach a unanimous verdict. The facts of the case have never been in question. Lindsey Clancy admitted in 2023 she killed 5-year-old Cora, 3-year-old Dawson, and 8-month-old Callan, at the home she shared with her then-husband, Patrick Clancy. Lindsey Clancy's defense team argued that she could not be held criminally responsible due to a severe mental illness brought on by a combination of postpartum depression, over-medication, and bipolar disorder. In previous Breitbart News reporting, Clancy's lawyer, Kevin Reddington, was seemingly convinced the holdout juror believes his client is guilty, while the others believe she is not criminally responsible for killing her three children because she was mentally ill. A day earlier, Reddington asked the trial judge to remove the lone juror who, the jury foreperson claimed, refusing to follow the law when it comes to reasonable doubt. The jury, made up of 9 women and 3 men, told the judge they were deadlocked again Friday and appeared on the verge of a mistrial declaration. Reddington once again sought to have the lone juror removed, and was allowed to appeal directly to the Massachusetts Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ultimately denied the motion, and the mistrial was announced shortly after 2 p.m. on Friday. During the trial, a disturbing trend occurred among thousands of women, who expressed solidarity with Lindsey Clancy, believing she should not be held accountable for her actions and saying they identified with her. On some days, women would dress in pink and gather around the courthouse, while others began a TikTok trend saying same Lindsey, apparently referencing they too could act on thoughts of murdering their children. Lindsey Clancy is being held at Tewksbury State Hospital in Massachusetts as the prosecution decides what to do next in the case. Early reports have indicated the prosecutor will seek a retrial in the coming months.